Natalie Young, Commander Harry.
That run under his belt, he's learned a little bit. He's always been a horse that's shown us quite a bit of ability.
So your best today, Nat?
Commander Harry's best.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Alluvial in front, Commander Harry driving, drives hard, gets up.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
The Commander was very good, looked like it was going to get stuck there at one stage in the straight at Kilmore, but it got out. And they're talking derby, isn't that? Young was talking derby yesterday.
As she said. What odds was it?
Ended up being about 260 in the tote. We got 225, I think, early doors. But we missed out on the good cash. But we got the gold card situation, so we doubled up.
Yeah, that's right, we did too.
So we're at Geelong today for another one.
Yes, Jimmy Dalton is the track manager. We always seem to speak to Jimmy when it's raining. this is the case again today. Good morning.
Half Whitey, how are you going?
Good, Jim.
Not too bad. What are we thinking? How much today?
It has been a tricky one. I think we're going to miss it, to be honest. I haven't spoken to the Bureau, and there's some slight to medium chance of some drizzly stuff, but the majority of it's more into this evening at this stage. So, look, it was looking like a deluge all week, but it has disappeared. So last night we ended up putting on 7.5 millimetres to get it out of that firm area back to a good 4, which we've come up with today.
Yep.
Rails out at 10, which is our normal play 3 weeks out from our Geelong Cup. So, yeah, we're in a good place now.
All right, so you're happy with how it is, and a bit of guesswork, but not thinking it will change too much between now and the start of the races?
No, I don't think so. I think, look, we did push it back to the good 4, but it's on the better side of that, so there is that potential for an upgrade if we do get no drizzly stuff, but in good condition and expecting a good day.
Great stuff, Jimmy. Speak to you soon.
Thanks, Whitey.
Jimmy Dalton, track manager, Geelong, good 4 today. David Bourne's got a couple for us. He joins us again on the early mail. Good morning, David.
Daniel, Adam, how are you?
We are well, mate. Thank you for your time again. You've got 2 for us today. Race 2, number 5, Freddie Mac, is looking for a win. He's had second, and third this campaign. It's the hoof on the till, as they say.
Yeah. It was a bit of a disappointing track report, really, because I was hoping for a bit of rain. But anyway, whatever will be. But I think anything between the 4 to 7 range, these both of my horses are happy. So Freddie Mac's in that camp. He's acted on all sorts, and any time he wants to win a race, he's allowed to.
Have you told him that?
We've been working on the psychology part of it, so let's hope it works today. So we've for no particular reason, because Patrick's riding our other horse, but we've gone for the female touch today, so Talia Hope will ride him.
Righto. Okay, so that's race 2, number 5, Freddie Mac. He's a big fan of the show, Freddie, so he'll probably get that pump up and win for you today. Race 5, number 11, Wanjiru is in action as well from Barrier 11, last start winner. Can we go on again today?
Yeah, look, he was obviously disappointing a couple of times because he was favourite, and then he comes out and wins at a price, but that it was because he had the blinkers on, and that was the sort of horse we thought we had. So there's no reason why he can't go on with that today.
So which one's your best for our punters, David?
I like playing it safe. What about the place, Wanjiru?
Right, let's do that. The place, Wanjiru, race 5, number 11, newlymarketatab.com.au. That is $3.30. We'll take it. And Ron, have a great day. We appreciate your time.
Good on you. Thanks, guys.
David Bourne with us today. Race 5, number 11, the place, Wanjiru, $3.30. We'll take it. Beth Mooney, they join us after 7.